You know, actually, this is up to our government actually to grant visa, and not to grant visa. This is actually from the jurisdiction of the government that having independence and also respecting the sovereignty of the country. And this is from the actually what is the practiced by the independent countries that having their right to say no or yes. And this is actually practiced everywhere in the world. Even if you want to go to the United States of America, they can give you a visa or they can prevent or say no, we will not give visa without even mentioning reasons. And I don't think that this is something strange. It is not something not to give visa, not to grant visa to an organization, whether it is NGO or governmental. It makes no difference. But I can say that this is actually something which is from the right of the government to do. Especially that government respecting sovereignty and that the government having no domination or not affected by any external factors, like our government, which is having its self-decision, and we are the people to decide. To say yes when we want to say something to our benefit, and to say no if we think that something is harmful, or even if as a precaution, we can say that we can say no. And whenever we come to a decision that we can allow somebody to come to our country, also we can say yes without any without any pressure and without any response to any directives coming from everywhere.
Dr. Rabi, these are aid agencies, and it is estimated that a lot of Sudanese need aid, and that is why they are in the country. They've been in the country for a long time. So why is the government not granting them visas ahead of the referendum, if I may ask?
You know that our government, before some time, expelled more than 15 non-governmental organizations coming to Sudan under the umbrella of permitting and providing aid to the people. But unfortunately, we have discovered that such organizations and a lot of members of non-governmental organizations coming from abroad, they don't provide aid to people, but they come under this name and do a lot of work which is serving agenda of us, which is not the agenda or the agreement of the government and these non-governmental organizations. That is why, for the non-governmental, usually non-governmental organizations, especially that coming from USA and Europe, they come to under the umbrella of humanitarian assistance. They come here and they do other works, political work, spy, collecting information. And if we compare that cost that they spent in the spy activities and collection of data from Sudan for serving agenda of European and hostile countries, we will find that maybe 90% of the budget to spend for this activity and 10% to cover this activity. And that is why our president, for some time, about 15 non-governmental organizations expelled from our country, and we have a lot of proof that and evidences that such organizations, they normally come to our country not for providing humanitarian assistance, but just to collect information and to implement agenda against our country and against our people.
Well, Dr. Rabi, the NCP has accused the government in southern Sudan of granting visas, which you claim is outside the jurisdiction of the government under the CPA. Why do you say that?
Yes, you know, actually, after signing the CPA on the year 2005, it is clearly mentioned that all the external and foreign affairs, which is to be performed by the government, it is a federal. It is to be performed by the federal government and not by the Central Sudan government or any other governments in any of our states. This is actually to be, but unfortunately also from the very beginning, SPLM, they have established a lot of offices abroad to call it actually communication office. And instead of doing public relation activities, they have started to issue visas against CBA and against all the provisions of CBA that restricting and giving this authority only for the federal government. And we have discovered that a lot of people and organizations, when our government through our embassies abroad didn't give them visa, they go to this office and they got visa to Juba. And Juba is a town in the Sudan, a city in the Sudan. And from Juba, they come directly to Khartoum because there is no passport checking points between the south and north all through the interim period. And this is a very clear violation and undermining of the provision that restricting and confining this activity for the federal government. And really, this is not good. And also, this is practiced even before 1 month or less than 1 month when the SPLM allowed this rebel leader in Darfur to come from France to Juba and Abdul Wahid Muhammad Nur. And this is also against how Abdul Wahid entered Juba. And Juba is a town still, which is belonging to the whole country of Sudan. There is no secession up to now. And actually, not only this, but from the very beginning, as I told you, that the SPLM didn't respect the CPA, and they have undermined the Juba-Rodais CPA, but only they have signed the CPA so as to make it a step for secession and not for unity. And that we can say that they have signed the CPA with bad intention, signing something and doing something else.